Today is Monday, July 19th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Ben Mandiel. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Trinidad Triggers, Trinidad's independent baseball team. Home games this week include tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, starting at 6.05 p.m. Find tickets at the gates of Central Park or online at trinidadtriggers.com. The weather is expected to be sunny with a high near 85 today and a 30% chance of showers. Tonight is expected to be partly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight with a low around 59. Now, here's the headlines for the day. The town of Aguilar has seen an alarming increase in COVID-19 cases since July 1st, according to the District Health Department. There have been 21 positive cases since the 1st of July. The health department is asking residents to take extra COVID-19 precautions. Colorado marijuana sales saw a slump as some cultivators charge higher prices. Although sales slumped lower in May, it is still expected to be a record-breaking year. The price per pound has risen to over $1,309 per pound, up $1 between April and June of this year. Earth Mountain Education Farm has an outdoor skills building program for kids in three age groups, the Trailblazers, the Woodwalkers, and the Guardians. Kids learn about different team building and personal development skills at the Permaculture Farm in Weston. The program runs once a week for each group until early fall. The creator of the program said it was time for kids to have a chance and to get outside again. City grant funding applications are due Friday, July 23rd at the Trinidad Community Foundation office inside Philong Toyota at 105 Cedar Street here in Trinidad. Applications can also be mailed to P.O. Box 186 in Trinidad. Applications can be picked up at the Carnegie Public Library and Philong Toyota. For questions, call Rosemarie Shire at 719-859-2450 or Lou Simpleman at 719-859-3883. That's the news for Monday, July 19th. Tune back in tomorrow for more news impacting Los Angeles County and Colfax County, New Mexico.